6:05 PM and it is March 20, 2019, and I'd like to call this meeting of the Veterans Advisory Committee to order. And may you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The chairs are super loud.
Wait till we start kicking the table underneath. Right?
Just start charging money for that. Good fundraiser.
Secretary, please call roll.
Okay, Torres, sure. Sears?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Mueller?
Present.
Nguyen?
Here.
I always get your name.
Balobong.
Balobong, oh, thank you. Larkin?
Here.
And Bartlett?
Present.
All right, so first order is approval of minutes. I've had a chance to review them. If not, take a minute or so to look at them. Just come up here to see what we covered.
Move we approve.
All right.
Second.
That's first and second. Any like to discuss anything on it? All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes approved. All right. Before we roll into the action items, we have a new commissioner.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. A new commissioner. Tell us something about yourself.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate you. I was excited about, of course, I've always been inclined to want to serve vets in general and serve the community. I myself, I did Army, so I know you guys are all Army, and I heard. Marines.
Army.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Aren't you Army?
Army, yes.
Oh, you're Army?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
I thought you were Marine.
No way.
Yeah, you guys, see, they set me up then. They said Marine.
Wow.
We upgraded you. I'm
that's
sorry.
Something you can always be guaranteed that people always let you know which service we're affiliated with.
Yeah. So I currently, for work, I currently serve homeless vets for rapid rehousing program through the County of San Diego, San Diego Housing Commission, providing them with wraparound services and things like that. So I just wanted to see what I could do here in the city of Chula Vista to serve vets in general, not only veterans, but military families, active duty service members as well. So, you know, thanks for having me right here to listen, see what you guys are all up to, and I see what you have to do.
What'd you do in the Army?
31 Bravo, military police.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you multi-purpose.
Tell us that you work with Father Joe's.
Father, yeah.
Downtown.
Yeah.
Finding homeless vets and getting them.
Correct. Homeless vets, finding employment opportunities, housing opportunities, things like that. So wraparound services in general.
Good.
But yeah, we focus specifically on veterans. So.
They changed it. What wasn't it 95 Bravo before?
I don't know. I've always known 31 Bravo since I was 31 Bravo.
What years were you
there? 2006, 2012.
I was from 89 to 95.
Oh, yeah,
still 95 Bravo. Oh, God.
They subtracted 60,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. The numbers all changed. Okay, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
We just had National Army Day, March 4th.
Nah, there you go.
Oh.
Thank you, sir.
Let's see if I get one of the little ID tags.
Yeah, I was going to, I'll address, if there's no one here to do it, we'll address that. I'll figure it out. Probably
usually it comes into an issue if we go out in some place.
Oh, yeah?
That's great. These are not here. No one ever challenges me in here.
You don't have a hat?
All right, cool. So moving on to action items. Let's start. Oh, no public comments. No business here. All right. Veteran of the Year bio and information. Wait, can we talk about this already? This was yours, right?
We revised it, and I can't even speak, so sorry. At the last meeting, the revised timeline for the VOY, or Veterans of the Year, was reviewed, and I think it was good to go.
Okay. Sears, did you get any information from Tony or something?
Actually, I wasn't able to get a hold of Tony, but I tell you what, I suspect you know, Tony was on this commission for a long time.
Yeah.
Tony knows everything of veterans. He's on the county veteran commission. I kind of assume that Tony just took care of that himself. So when we did a veteran of the year, Tony took that down to the county. But I will confirm that and figure that out and get back to you guys.
Okay.
So after the last meeting, I reached out to Supervisor Cox regarding that whole process. His Veterans Affairs he handles veterans and military affairs for Supervisor Cox. The county does not have a Veteran of the Year award for the county. There is the county Veterans of the Year. There's the Veterans Museum in Balboa Park. Their event is at Scottish Rite Temple. So that's the same. Those are the same people I tried to contact before with a phone number. Didn't get anywhere. I've since found an email. Managed to email them. I have not got a response, but in all fairness, I didn't email them until this morning. Their timeline is not, they don't have a timeline for their submission. So they're the ones, they do a Veteran of the Year. They have I think it's William Hayes or Bill Hayes. It's for businesses and for other communities. There's four different awards they provide. That's done at Scottish Rite. So I've asked them and given them our intent to submit our nominee, or awardee, I should say, as a nominee for the county one, they call it the county, but I think it's a misnomer. And so when they get back to me, I'll let you guys know, and I don't know what that timeline is and how it plays out with the one that we've just come up with.
Now, other cities around the county, Escondido and so forth, I'm assuming they have a Veterans Commission or something similar, and they do a Veteran of the Year?
I have not reached out to anyone else, quite honestly. I can. I have not. I would assume most do.
If I ever get old Tony, he would probably know that whole scheme.
So it sounds like we can submit. I would think there's nothing that would prevent us from submitting our selectee and our awardee once it clears council and we make the notifications to everybody that we can then nominate our winner to that group, and then they make their decisions and go from there. Accordingly, so as long as it fits their timeline for submission, but their timeline isn't listed on the website. I have it, sdveteranoftheyear.com.
All one word?
All run together. www.sdveteranoftheyear.com.
Is that the Veterans Coalition of San Diego?
Because
they do a yearly countywide Veteran of the Year.
Is that the one that's associated with the Balboa Park Museum? Because that's when you look at their website, that's the picture of it, is the museum there in Balboa Park, right there by the Naval Hospital on the east side.
I'll take a look.
So yeah, when you look at it, that's what it's affiliated with, and so their event is at Scottish Rite, and they do one for the county. So I don't know if they, I'm still waiting for them to respond and say, you know, we'll take submissions from other government entities from all the cities, or they'll take, I don't know honestly. So
I attended it one year at the Scottish Rite Center. It was put on by the Veterans Coalition of San Diego. So it's just a group of organizations across the county. And they do have a submission online where anyone could make their own submission, but municipalities as well make submissions.
I'll have to look up the coalition. I didn't know about that. Well, I'll look at that website or see if the coalition has its own or if they're specifically tied to that museum.
Sir, I'm actually a member of the San Diego Veterans Museum. I can actually research for you.
Now you come out with it.
But I could actually make a phone call and walk in there personally and ask.
Perfect.
I will. There is a coalition that he's talking about, but they do set up, like you said, a rolling. There's no timeline per se for them, but there is a timeline that they will cut off so that everyone that's nominated gets to attend the Scottish Rite, and that's usually held in November.
Yep.
Yes, so, but I'll ask to see who, did you want me to ask, who do we not send our winner to, or?
Well, from my, what I understood is I was looking to find out, A, because you look at the, when you go to, you can click on submit a nominee, but it's offline, obviously they're not accepting those right now.
Correct.
So the question is, what's their timeline?
Okay.
And then, you know, and then once it's open, I would imagine we can, as long as we have somebody, we can submit our winner.
Sure.
When it's open, but that would mean our, you know, hopefully our timeline jives with their timeline. Okay. I don't know what their lead-in time is. Nor do I know how far back, like we do a 28, we do submissions, we start collecting him pretty soon, and it's for, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's for 2018.
Correct.
Right, we're always a year behind.
Mm-hmm. 20.
So that'd be the question. And the email was a generic San Diego Veterans, it was like the generic, I'm sure it goes to the generic email.
Uh-huh.
But I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, I'll find out the POC for you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, so next thing is Commissioner Mueller and Bartlett's absence from February meeting. Is there any motion?
Relieve or excuse
that
absence.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like,
I
know.
Leave on duty? Did your badge?
Is this the one where you were locked out?
That was the one
no,
before.
No, that was the one before. Okay. Yeah.
I got locked out.
I thought you were going to tell us to pay
the
a fee.
We were not going to excuse that one.
Well, I was actually here.
Yes, you were.
I just wasn't
there.
I was there.
Has it been moved that we approve that?
Yes.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Done.
All right. Okay. All right, next is the Veterans Activities Report from Vice Chair Sears.
Yes, I actually remembered this 2 hours ago, and I went online, and I actually found a couple of websites that I have put down in here. I thought if you go to these, it's pretty good. It lists all the activities that are going on in the county, for one. The second website is the San Diego Women's Veterans page. And they have a lot of activities, so I've added those on. So if you want to pass those around, take one, take a look at it, and I'll continue adding to that as things come up. Stuck together. There we are. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why everyone hand raising. Thank you so much. Thing to do. Is this something that we would like to add links to these groups to our part of the city's website? Is additional resources for people?
I think it would be good because they list all the activities. You might want to take a look at it and see what you think.
So I don't know what the space is like. And I'll have to check and see, but it seems like if we can somehow put a section on there, basically just as other veterans resources and events.
Yes, just put a link down, and if the link's too long, you can always shorten it down or something. And if they go there, it lists the upcoming activities that are going on.
So, I'm looking at this.
Oh, how did that get in there?
I see. Well.
Thank you. I need some more. That's my medications.
It says allergies. I go, oh, dang.
And actually, as I'm looking at this, I see. I only see one link that looks like it's a continual one. Then I see an Eventbrite one, so I'm not sure if that's a legitimate, like if that'll always be on. That makes sense.
Which one?
The Eventbrite San Diego Veterans. It's various, so I don't know if that's an ongoing, continual, permanent link that is open, or if that's just specific to that one event and it changes every...
No. If you go there, you'll look at it, and if somebody wants to punch that in on their phone or something like that, you'll see they have a listing of all the events coming up on that. And the women's one is somewhat similar, but it's focused on
the women.
Women veterans.
Okay. I'll take a look and see what those... Is there a link for the Vets Home Breakfast? It's Elks Lodge. I'll look at the Elks Lodge and see if there's okay. If you'd like, if the board would like, I'll research that and see if that's something today we can put on our page.
Okay.
bourbon.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
And if you come across stuff that you want to add it on there, just email it to me and I'll just stick it on there for the next one. Keep it on.
For sure.
Build it up.
Next category we have is other business. I had just thought, I brought up in our last meeting discussing the possibility of changing locations for regular meetings. Mm-hmm. Is that something we can discuss on this, or has to be actually on the agenda item, or does it fall under other business?
Well, unless we're going to vote for it or something like that, it would have to be an action item. But I mean, if you want to put it, I can put it on the.
Well, we can discuss it now.
We can discuss it, you just can't vote on it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, if we want to do a meeting just temporarily at another site for whatever reason, what does that require?
We'd have to do a resolution.
Same thing I just signed earlier.
Resolution?
Uh-huh. I have to do a resolution. Well, and then once we change it back, I'd have to do another resolution to change it back.
Well,
is there a template you have in place?
If somebody would say, I'd like to invite the commission down to come down and have a meeting in our place and see what goes on.
So I'd have to.
Like you would do, maybe.
Yeah,
or
so I would have to do a resolution changing it to that location for that time. And then I would have to do another one changing it back.
So what we're talking about
seems very pure.
For Jennifer and what's her name?
Mark.
Jennifer and Mark. Is that last time we discussed the possibility of having a different location change it up? When I first started the board, I think Jennifer was here. I'm sure.
We're here. At the veterans home.
You're here for that one. Yeah. So we were at the veterans home originally. This is the one I got. I don't know where it was before that. And a little more accessible. It was a little hard to find at the beginning. We got there for the first time, but. A little more accessible to the public, and we had talked last time here that this is not so accessible. So it's a locked building, and the public can't really attend if they want to. They have to wait outside and try to bring somebody the phone or to come up here. So we're just trying to brainstorm a little bit and see if there was any other locations that we'd be interested in trying to attend. And obviously, we'd have to get permission to go to a new location.
Are we really, legitimately concerned that people are trying to come and can't get in because of where we are?
No, I've only known as one time.
With one exception.
One notable
true.
Exception.
Yeah, I don't remember picking up here.
Well, we are open public forum.
Phone numbers, I assume we could solve that problem easy enough.
Yeah, so.
I just like the idea of us being able to go out and see the different places and entities that are serving veterans, and we can learn a little bit more about it.
But it sounds like each place we'd want to visit, we'd have to go through this resolution.
Yeah, it's silly.
Yeah.
That's scary. I was at a foundation, or a chief's advisory commission meeting, and we were talking. And as this group functions as well, people just kind of chime in when they can. And there was an ongoing conversation, and one member basically was like, we waited, and he's like, "It's not your turn. If we could just all raise hands when we want to speak." And he's a teacher, mind you, so it's kind of like, you know, we're all gonna go. You know, we're all gonna go. What's the, you know. Hands up or whatever my wife does for teaching. Anyway, it just, ever since I heard that, I've been doing it. We do not, per the board and per our bylaws, our general rules for commissions, our regular meetings have to be noticed and can only be changed via resolution. However, section B, so I'll reference it for the minutes for you. So 2.25.200 operations, section A, says we may change our regular meeting date, time, or location only by written resolution, which is what we're talking about on these meetings. However, that same section under B, section B is, in addition to regular meetings, boards and commissions are authorized to call and hold any special meeting they deem necessary as long as the meetings are properly noticed. No written resolution is required to call a special meeting.
Oh, that's right.
So as a general rule, boards and commissions shall hold their regular and special meetings at a city facility. That's a general rule. Boards and commissions may hold their meetings from time to time at other locations within the city so long as meetings are properly noticed. As special meetings. And so the way I interpret that is, should we want to do and I'll just throw this out just because I'm, and we got four council districts. If you wanted to try to hold a special meeting at some point in each council district, the matter is just finding a public space which is easy enough to do. Maybe not, when I say public, I don't mean city-owned, because I think a special meeting, like if we think we could articulate doing something somewhere that's...
Special meeting, what meetings that we have? So are you talking about special meeting, something other than our normal scheduled meeting?
So that's, so yeah, so our scheduled meetings are this, and this is where they are. So I think if we wanted to have a special meeting, it would be something that we would have to do over and above these special meetings, because our regular meetings have to be noticed and changed by resolution.
But what would be wrong if we found a place for a regular meeting that was more accessible to the public?
I don't think anything would be wrong, so what I was gonna...
For example, the library over here.
So we can make, I guess my question would be this. I don't think there's anything wrong with making it more accessible. This is very convenient for me, I will admit, and for Claudia, and maybe less so for others. So I get that. So that being...
But the library...
Wow.
But the libraries, that would be not...
So here, what I was thinking is, if we are allowed to hold a special meeting, I guess the distinction would be, could we hold, so let's say we decided to make our April meeting a special meeting by making it somewhere, say, let's just, for simple purposes, let's call it the library here. Mm-hmm. Are we able to, now, this would be a question for the city attorney to rule on, and I can check with them, are we allowed to, once or twice a year, or at any other time really, as long as we're not making it a rule, change, basically properly notice that the regular meeting will be held at the Chula Vista Library at 365 F Street on April, what have you, right? Or the library on Orange Avenue, or the something.
As long as it's, if it's a regular meeting, no.
So
if it's a special meeting.
What's the question? Yeah. So if we are allowed to call... Mm-hmm. A special, because otherwise, I mean, what do we do? 10, we're dark twice a year?
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing 10 monthly meetings a year. Technically, any other meeting, if we decide to add two meetings and meet twice a year extra and basically do 12 meetings, we can easily call those special meetings and open them and announce them, as long as they're agendized and announced anywhere we want, really.
Can we do a special meeting in lieu of a regular?
That's what I was going to ask. So
can we
basically decide to call our April meeting at the library, assuming we have the space, can we basically change it there, call it a special meeting for public access? I'll ask the city attorney and see what they say.
I was thinking that for special meeting, what if some agency that was related to veterans in the city said, we would like you to come down here and have a meeting down here and meet with some of our people at the Sharp Hospital. Or VA, or someplace like that.
DAB or whatever.
We're opening
and
up.
And we just say, yes, we would like to do that. Let us schedule that, and we will call a special meeting to attend there and hold a meeting there with an agenda and all the stuff that goes on with it, and then resume back to our regular schedule. But that would seem to comply with that.
So let me make sure I'm clear. So hypothetically speaking, let's say somebody at the veterans home says, hey, we'd like to host a meeting for the board.
Exactly.
Are you saying, so in lieu of our April meeting, host it acquiesce to there and say, yes, we'll meet at your facility in lieu of our regular monthly meeting and call it a special meeting and announce it? And that's kind of the same. I think that's the same question I'll have to ask the city attorney on is, can we...
Actually, I'm after two things.
Okay.
One is regular meetings, it would be more accessible to the public. And announce like that, we hold the meetings here like that, the public is welcome, it's easy to get in. Here's where
so changing the location entirely is what
entirely.
We're looking at.
And okay. Then for special meetings would be for occasions where we would go out, somebody would invite us, or we had an occasion to want to go to somewhere and kind of ask them, can we come there and have our meeting there?
Well, I think the regular meeting can be changed with the resolution, and
we can easily
that's an easy one.
I would just say that wherever we decide to do it, we don't change it.
So it's a matter of finding
a recurring place to do, and so I would guess that the reason we're here is because because the liaison is housed here.
Right.
And it's easy. However, I would agree with you, accessibility-wise, not the greatest, especially if you have trouble traveling, if you're disabled in
a
way.
And Claudia has to wait for everybody to show up
correct.
Down there. And
so if we can find a place that's accessible that we can basically use on a regular basis, changing it by resolution is going to be a pain in the tuchus.
Mm-hmm.
So the question will be, how many, we can hold as many special meetings as we want to.
And those would be on rare on occasion.
So I guess my question would, to the city attorney will be, if we want to hold a special meeting in a certain place based upon an invitation from an entity, can we hold a special meeting in lieu of our regular monthly meeting at a different place, so long as we notice the meeting and advertise it properly? And if so, are one or two of those acceptable? So essentially we could do 8 regular meetings, and then we hold 2 special meetings, and we call them special meetings, and then we see what the legality is on that, and that way we're, because it might just be the nomenclature. And so I'll find out the answer to that, and if that answer will then basically be, maybe we can do 4 meetings a year that we call special meetings, where we're out in the public somewhere that's different than here.
It could be. And perhaps the 4 council persons would say, yeah, I'd like to have you come by into my district and have a meeting down here, and I'll advertise it with my constituents.
And the other aspect of that is we could also try council chambers, mm-hmm. or someplace. There are meeting locations over there.
It's neutral.
It is neutral. So I'll find out answers to those questions. I think I'm getting where you want to go, and we'll go from there. The city attorney will have to advise on that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Is there any other business that we have?
Yes. I've been attending as our representative to the foundation board at the Veterans Home. And I learned at the last meeting that Councilman McCann apparently had pledged that he would provide 2 representatives from this commission to that board. So we'd like to have another one join me, if you will, in representing us to them.
What are the meetings?
They meet once a quarter. It's not an onerous responsibility. They meet once a quarter. They deal with issues. For the Veterans Home, they've got a population of about 300 veterans. And
what time?
Yeah, generally lunch. It's noontime, lunchtime.
Oh, yeah,
I can't
do that.
What day?
What day?
I would think a very good choice.
Yeah, I can't commit to that work during the daytime. I'd have to follow my days off.
Is it what during day? During the month?
Once a quarter.
It's a quarter.
Once a quarter.
Once a quarter.
At lunchtime on a Wednesday and a...
Typically, yes.
3.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that something we need to vote on for? Or you just say, you know, that's it?
Well, if indeed they're expecting a second representative from here, it's a reasonably benign request and responsibility. And having commuted back and forth to these with Bill, and he said he'd be happy to do it. So if nobody objects to it, he joined with us. Tony Stortz would be a big player, so he was here as a
I don't have any problem with that. I'm just trying to think, is there any issue of us? I think we discussed this before, members here going to
this
other events.
Have to go to the Supreme Court?
No.
Just do it.
Did John want 2 members of this commission?
Yes.
Brown Act is 2 or more, I think it's more than 2, is it not? I'd have to double check.
That's what I was getting at.
So if it's more than 2, so if it's 2 or less, I don't know that that has to be, realistically speaking, I would say that any 2 could go. Mm-hmm. It could be a different 2, it could be the same 2, as long as it's just that, and you're not voting on anything, you're just representing this board.
Well, we do vote.
Oh.
But you're not voting on behalf of this commission.
No.
You're voting on behalf
of
that
board.
Right.
Yes. It's actually a private entity, that foundation. So,
do these people have to be from his district?
Well, presumably. I mean, it's his. He was.
Not
a, he
all
comes.
Of us.
He comes to the meetings.
Right, but not all of us are in
as
his
does
district.
Supervisor Cox from the county.
So this is the Veterans Home on East Naples.
Yes.
You want me to ask the city attorney on that just to make sure, because now we're putting Chula Vista board members on, or members of a Chula Vista involved related board or commission onto another board commission as because of their, so now we're getting into the, I'm unsure of the ramifications of that. I don't think there would be any, but I just would, that's probably something we should research to make sure.
Yeah, I don't think there is, because there's people.
I would feel more comfortable if you checked, not, you know, saying anything, but I wouldn't want anyone to say anything about anyone here on this board for whatever
reason. Say anything about somebody? I'm not sure what you're saying.
No, I would feel more comfortable if you checked.
Because as members, we've held, especially when Tony was here, we've held seats on different boards and commissions before. I guess not this commission, but been involved with other community.
But he didn't represent.
Right, yeah. That's what I'm thinking of. Since when you said the magic words, someone that represents us.
That's where I don't know.
We just that Brown's training.
Yeah.
If you're just a citizen mm-hmm. of Chula Vista. To be able to vote for whatever and not representing the commission,
exactly.
I think that would be okay
mm-hmm.
you, as a member. But you said two representatives from the VAC
exactly.
to go to the Veterans Home Foundation. That's another group by itself that I don't think we should be participating in representing VAC.
Why would you object to being in that, representing this on the foundation?
Because of
Veterans Commission, and that's a state veterans home.
I understand, but I don't think we should be representing our VAC because we have our specific bylaws. Because now we're voting, we shouldn't be. How do I explain this clearly? But as a veterans and as a citizen, yes, we can do that. But I don't think we should be representing VAC because. We are not discussing things that we refer to our commission. Does that make sense?
Yes.
How do I make myself clear?
In our bylaws, it doesn't state that we, as a commission, sit on that board.
But it doesn't say we can't either.
But then John McCann has said that two representatives from our commission, which, you know, we advise the city council, supposedly, you know, and the mayor, and we discuss that. Now we're sitting, voting, making decisions, and you don't want someone to take that the wrong way. Because we're advisors to the city, and John McCann is saying, well, we're appointing these commissioners to sit on this private board. And you have to look at it, not just, it's veterans representing veterans, because like she said, if you're an individual, who was the lady that came a month or so ago, she was just a veteran that wanted to come and sit with us, okay? If she wanted to go and represent on that board as an individual citizen, that's fine. But if we had two members that were sitting on some other board, it would be unacceptable. And so you have to look at it as what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Because...
That's the most convoluted thing.
It's not because we're
if you wouldn't sit on some other board and represent the city, then we can't sit on that board.
We have the uniqueness that the Veterans Home of California is here in the city of Chula Vista.
Yeah, but that's also
it's a state
issue. We're not a state commission.
It's the foundation.
I'll chime in if I may. I don't, and I will agree with you. It's convoluted.
Yeah.
The ethics laws and everything else, they're convoluted. They're simple, but they're convoluted. So, and there are board members. There are advisory commission positions on this board, and there are two types. And so, I agree that as members of the Chula Vista Veterans Affairs Commission, or Advisory Commission, excuse me, sitting on another board as a member of this entity, I think is problematic if you're voting on things as a member of this group. Now, I see nothing wrong whatsoever with going and attending and just being there to be a conduit of information, but if you're going and actually voting, and there's nothing that would preclude you from joining and being a member of that board as yourself, mm-hmm. as a citizen or anyone here, but as a member of this commission going and doing that and actually voting, I think that might cross the line. And not for nefarious purposes, I just think it's just the way the law's written. Does that make sense?
I suppose.
So I'll check and find out and ask, but I would, if we're, membership in other boards and entities, because of your membership on this, that's not covered in here. And I would imagine that, especially if you're going to vote on something.
Especially if you're going to vote on something and you're saying that your voice is the same as our voice, but you may have a different opinion. And then all of a sudden, your vote is representing all of us.
And that's where I think we run it, and that's where we run into it.
Well, we could attend, engage in the conversations and debates and not vote.
And that's kind of where I was going. I there's nothing wrong with anyone going and basically tuning in, because I think there's a good conduit between these two entities.
High level stuff. I mean, last time we debated whether to have a bocce ball court.
So I'll double check on that. And it might just be the voting aspect of it.
I'll defer my vote on the bocce ball. I understand.
I'd obstay akinte.
Yeah.
But him as a private citizen, he could just jump on board.
Right. So the Brown Act governs basically this entity, which means like three or four of you can't decide to go meet. Everything we do has to be open to the public, right? And all of our. One sec. All of our meetings have to be properly noticed and are open to the public, and then that's why we can't discuss things that are not agendized.
Correct.
We're open because we're a city board. Nothing precludes anybody here from being a member of any other board on your own, as Eric Thunberg or Bill Sears or Mark Barnett or whoever is your own person essentially on the other board, because you're going there representing yourself rather than the Chula Vista VAC. So if you're going, if and I don't know what John's intent is, my assumption would be his intent is just to be a conduit, because the more information we share, the better. But if we're now going and sending two members, let alone one, but two, to go and actually be a voting member, and you're there because of the VAC, and you're voting, technically you're acting, any official action you take there is on behalf of the VAC because of your affiliation here. There's nothing that would preclude you from going and basically just sharing whatever information and engaging in discussions on bocce ball turn on right or whatever it is, but the votes that runs, I think that runs afoul of Brown. Yes, sir.
What if a member, sitting member of the Veterans Board, wanted to join this commission?
Of that board?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any. There's no issue. You could be on multiple. So you cannot be on multiple city-sponsored boards. You can only be, so this is the board you're on, this is the only city entity
right.
board you could be on.
Right.
If you wanted to go sit on the Chula Vista Vet, and that's the Chula Vista Veterans Home Board, mm-hmm. not a problem. However, when you're there, you're acting as your
individual citizen.
As a citizen. Yeah, you can be on whatever board you want, but you're not speaking on behalf of the VAC, mm-hmm. you're voting on behalf of the VAC. If that makes sense.
So they'd be on our board as an individual private citizen.
So anyone,
not as part
yeah,
of
so if somebody from their board wanted to petition and to join this group, and they were selected, they would be on this board, and they would vote accordingly to this board. They could certainly take information back to their group, just like you could bring information from theirs back to us, but they can't vote. We wouldn't be bringing them on as you know, John Smith as a board member.
There's no official connection between the two.
It would be as a citizen versus a, you know, because there's no space in the bylaws to have a member of this board be brought in from, say, the division of, you know, Department of Veterans Affairs or the Veterans Home as a specifically related to that entity as a member of this board.
The knowledge and information can go back and forth between the two, but no representation.
100%. Yeah.
Well, that ends.
Should we have our bylaws updated to reflect that we're supposed to have these members sit on the board, if that's the case?
I think we're going to sit as private citizens and not as members.
Well, you would. I guess the question would be, you can. I don't think we have to limit that because I think I'm on four boards personally, right? And most of them are affiliated to this department, and several of them are nonprofit. But I don't vote here. I'm the liaison, and I certainly don't. I do vote on others, but I don't do it as a member of the PD. I do it as my own. I joined and got elected, etc., to those other executive boards. you can share information all we want. You go to those meetings, and if they invited you to be on the board, so be it. But if you're on the board as, like, hey, there's two spots on their board reserved for VAC members, that's probably something that we have to address with them, or you would have to address with them. Nothing says you can't go there and basically just speak your mind, or even join their board as yourself.
Maybe John can re-invite us.
Well, yeah, I was invited to the board totally disassociated with this, and while I was there at a meeting, McCann's assistant who was representing him said, yeah, and I realized that the councilman has pledged to have two members here, and I said, yeah, well, I sit on that board. Oh, that's good, you only need one more then, so.
Well, was he gonna ask us?
I'll find out. My guess is it's the intent. I'm only guessing at the intent. The intent is to engage in some exchange of information versus actually be on that board, because we can't. And he once I get the answers and I explain it to, and I can't remember his assistant's name.
Sam.
There's another one.
Sam's one.
There's a lady I'm trying to remember.
Yeah,
the
Sam.
Samantha. Oh, Samantha. Sorry. and for some reason, I was thinking like her name was Martha for some reason. I don't know why, but yeah, Sam. So, and I've talked to her God knows how many times. I think it's an education thing, and we can easily close that loop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry you brought that up.
Oh, good. Yeah, it is good. I mean, you do need that in the meeting.
I get more work out of these meetings. I tell you. It's all good.
Is there any other business? Any other? So we're now up to staff comments, which is right back to Captain. In regards to Councilmember McCain's on the banner.
So, and I will be honest, I emailed, left him a voicemail today about this because I forgot. So, and I essentially, we are exactly where we were. We're essentially, we just need a council member to bring forward the request to put the banners up on Third Avenue. For, and I forget what we discussed last time. Was it 2 weeks? Was it the week prior and the week after?
Mm-hmm.
So 2 weeks of Memorial Day on Third Avenue, where the light posts are already. These are the memorial mark for reference. These are the vertical memorial banners for fallen veterans that we place up. I think we have 13 of them.
Yeah.
I have four of them. I think you've got the rest of them.
Yeah, I still got them today.
And we would place them on banners or on light poles on Third Avenue for the week before and the week after Memorial Day. And so city manager has talked about not a problem if he has discretionary funds. We're only talking about, I think he wanted, it's like less than $3,000 essentially for Public Works to install the brackets in a way so that they're high enough so people don't damage them or vandalize them, or even though that's redundant, or steal them and then take them down. So they would set them up and take them down. And then that's just so that the neatest way would be a council member to basically move to place those, you know, and then go from there. And then we talked about whether or not we stick with Third Avenue, kind of as the gateway, and you know, or try to move them around the districts. And I'm not sure that requires a lot more coordination.
And probably more money too to prepare the light posts.
Yeah. So I don't know of any other place that has those. East Palomar might be one that comes to mind as far as having those kind of those master plan those lights, or even Lane, I think, or Hunt Parkway has kind of some. There's some developments that have enough of them we could do. The question is, where do they get the most bang for their buck, so to speak? So when he calls back, and I don't hear from him tomorrow, I'll reach out or I'll call Sam and find out. I think it's a very simple solution. They would basically raise it in a meeting and say, I want to allocate this for this much, and go from there. And then the city manager can say, okay, so approved, you know, noted, and away we go. And we're nearing that. It was May 19th. Veterans. That was more of
it. I think.
Huh?
The end of May
20th. I think it is the 25th.
Yeah, so we're nearing that, so I'll get on that. I'll get that ASAP. And I apologize for kneeling.
Okay. Okay.
On to. Is it the Sunday or the Monday?
Monday.
27th.
What's that?
Looking
at
Memorial Day. My student calendar
doesn't indicate
it.
You did the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
some spare of these, maybe you want some.
Oh, yeah, we need, I need one and you can.
27th, May 27th, Monday is Memorial Day.
No, I don't need.
Oh, you're not.
So we would put up, did you get your name badge?
Yes. I was here for that one.
All right. Moving forward to Tara's comments, I actually have none today. And next is commissioner comments, so.
I just want to let you know at Southwestern College on the 11th of April at noon, we will be having our Sisters in Arms celebration to honor our women in the military. Our students do this, our student veteran organization does this every year. It's a lovely ceremony, so if you can join us, we'd love to have you there.
What time is it?
At noon.
Noon.
From noon to 1:00.
Noon.
And we'll have a reception at our Veterans Resource Center afterward, and we are moving our Veterans Resource Center to a larger and more beautiful location on campus. We'll probably have that grand opening in September.
The date again is the 11th.
The 11th, uh-huh, April 11th. I'll send out the electronic invitation to everybody.
I took classes there when I was getting my paralegal bachelor's. It was, it's so welcoming. I love seeing everything, I'm sorry, I'm a little biased, obviously, but I love seeing it grow so much every time we drive by.
You'll be happy to know we're this close to getting ABA certification of our paralegal program. They just came for the site visit last week.
They were just starting that when I was going through the classes there.
Yeah, they just came for the site visit last week.
Oh, that's cool.
So we're really excited.
That's a really big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
It's a huge deal. They worked really hard for that, so we're real proud of them.
There's only a few schools that have.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
When you send out, if you'll just send some info, I know the Veterans Resource Center is where the reception's gonna be, but like where the ceremony is, it gonna be directly outside of it?
No, it's kind of in a green area. I'll send a map as well.
Okay, good. So I'll, what I'll do is I'll put it out to any staff working that's out there, especially if we have any veterans or, you know, or women veterans that are working for them, that they can stop by and go from there.
Lovely, we'd love that. This is one of our events every year that the students really coordinate, so we do our best to support that.
I know a lot. If you send me the information,
Great. I'll get it out this weekend, or before the end of the weekend. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
March 28th, which is a week from tomorrow, 6:00 at the Kiwanis Club, we're having a speaker, one of our members, Bob Chica, who was a POW in the Pueblo incident in Korea. And I would invite you guys to come on down and have pizza with us, and Bob tells a very interesting story. He got sick last week, last month.
I was gonna say, wasn't he supposed to?
I was just thinking the same exact thing.
He was, couldn't do it, but we've re-tapped him.
Marine linguist, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Wounded and operated on without anesthesia.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not recommended, I think.
Yeah.
My dad, he's Korean.
What time? 1800?
6:00, 6:00 PM.
Yeah, 1800.
Location?
Community room, Benita Library, where we'll be tomorrow morning. Right? That's all I have.
Councilmember Jill Galvez and Kevin O'Neill, the developer in City Service, reached out to me. And I said, they told me I'd bring this up to you guys to see if you got, the commission group would like to get involved. But basically, the new Veterans Center that's being built here, they're creating a new veterans mural. And what they would like to do is get input from vets across the city of Chula Vista and also get the Veterans Advisory Commissioner Group involved to see what, you know, ideas we have, or what we would like to see on that wall. So I just wanted to bring up to you guys, we as a group would like to get involved with that project.
Sure.
There you go. But basically, it's located at 535 H Street. It's a 10-foot wall. The timeframe is about 1 year, so it should be within 1 year. So they're gonna be setting up a committee with that group to develop the mural. So if you guys would like, I can send you guys the photos of what they've already, the ideas of what they already have, and what they envision, and I don't know if anyone wants else to get involved. It's a great opportunity.
You do know that a camel was horse developed by a committee.
Oh, right. A camel.
Sorry.
Commissioner's comments.
And note that in there.
They're welcome to come and present if they wanna come and present, so that we can kinda share. That's probably the best conduit, is have them.
So have them come and, invite them out to the next meeting.
Invite them to a meeting.
Yeah.
Sorry if I stole your thunder.
Thank you.
I have nothing. Nothing to pass.
I was gonna say, we need to get you a,
Badge.
Yeah, so I don't know what your availability is. Normally, our professional standard staff that does our recruiting backgrounds and what have you, we have a little photo studio right over here that took your picture and get your badge made. So if you're able to come in absent, or, you know, outside of this meeting time, I gave you my card. They're here during the day, so it just depends on that. Last time, Mike St. Clair, one of our officers, he stayed and basically took the photo and then made the badges and got you in, so.
If we have a portrait photo, that we can send that in, can they just make the badge from that? Or?
Yeah, it's easier if he just takes it right here, and, you know, but you certainly can if you don't like your photo.
I can see your point.
Glamour picture.
Glamour shot.
Snapchat it.
You can tell him, you know, and there's nothing that says when he takes the picture. He's an army guy. He's an army guy, by the way. So you guys should relate, a couple of you anyway. But
no, I'm just saying convenience.
It's easier if he just takes it, because he basically just it doesn't take long at all. So he could basically just run us in, take a picture, get his stool and there's a flag in the background, and it's quick, and then he goes right over there and does it. So. If you just reach out to me and let me know what your availability is, if you have some, and then I'll coordinate with him and we can do it. Otherwise, we can try to arrange for him to stay late next meeting.
Sounds good.
So, of course.
Is there anything else?
Move to adjourn.
All right. So time is 6:56 p.m.